بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله يا رب صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Last week we discussed the reason as to the events that lead up to this battle of the trench, Ghazwatul Khandaq, or also known as Ahzab, the confederates, the allied forces, that was due to the Jews being banished and driven out of the lands of Medina Tayyibah. When they were banished, then one tribe was still within Medina Tayyibah. Banu Qaynuqa was driven out, Banu Nadir, Banu Qurayza, they were still around in Medina Tayyibah, but yet under a truce and an arrangement with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Jews of Khaybar, to rally support against Medina Tayyibah and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they go to the people of Makkah and they have a discussion with them, and they say that if you really study us, the people of the book, and yes, the Jews were held in esteem due to them having some divine scripture, although things were abrogated on the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but they were looked up to by the kuffar. They said, see, we are people, we honor Makkah Mukarrama, we revere the Kaaba Sharif, we have offerings and we slaughter for the people of the Haram Sharif, camels are slaughtered, camels are sent, and there's a lot that we do in favor of the lands that you reside in. So the people of Makkah Mukarrama accepted to say, yes, there is a lot of similarity between us, we have some common ground. And then the Jews mentioned to them that if you really have to look into it, then you would find that we are closer to the truth than the Muslims. Meaning this is what the Jews are asking the kuffar. The kuffar gave it some thought and they said, yes, you Jews are closer to the truth. This is just to appease each other, so they could get each other on each other's side. And the kuffar wanted to win over the support of the Jews, and the Jews needed the kuffar behind them. They didn't want to march on all alone. That is why on this occasion 50 youngsters from the Quraysh, they go to the Kaaba Sharif in the presence of the Jews, and they take a qasam and a vow. They take qasam and oath that they will be fighting and they're ready to march to Medina Munawwara. So that gave the Jews little bit satisfaction that whatever we have come for, mission has been accomplished. The people are ready for this expedition and to march on to Medina Tayyibah. Makkah Mukarrama, 4,000 men, 150 horses, 1,500 camels. This was the preparation for this battle of Khandaq. So if you look at the previous battles, this is a really huge number that is marching on. So the allied forces in total numbered 10,000. So the Jews then went to another tribe, and that tribe was a very big tribe. So they came to them and asked them that, can you also come? The Banu Ghatfan. Banu Ghatfan said, yes, we also ready to come. They got ready with 1,000 men. And eventually 10,000 men were ready to march to Medina Tayyibah under the leadership of Abu Sufyan. He is the leader, and they are going to be coming to Medina Tayyibah. Banu Khuza'a was the tribe that had leaked some information to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to see that this is what's happening behind the scenes. There is a huge army that is coming, it's allied forces, and this big army with the consists majority of the Jews of Khaybar and the Kufar of Makkah Mukarrama, together with the smaller allied tribes, are marching on and coming to Medina Tayyibah. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was informed. Immediately Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam holds counsel, and he asked Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that what do we do? How do we protect ourselves? Now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Nabi of Allah, but he's making mashwara to teach every one of us that when we make mashwara, there will definitely be khair and goodness. Allah will put khair in it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could have picked up his hands, make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have inspired him, send Jibreel alayhi salam, and anything could have happened. We could have seen wonders and miracles. But the lesson for us is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes mashwara, and a non-Arab, Salman Farsi, he gives a suggestion. And the suggestion and the strategy that he comes with was alien to the Arabs. It was something they never heard of. So he said, Ya Rasulullah, let's dig a trench. Everything was discussed as to the length, the width, etc. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, brilliant, something alien, foreign to us, we don't even know about this, but it would be a good idea. The lesson for us is that everything does not have to be clear-cut written to us. As long as it does not contradict the Sharia, and it's coming from some other force, perhaps kufar, non-Muslims, but it does not go against the grain of the sunnah, the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it can be used. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, brilliant idea, let's build the trench. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam starts grouping the sahaba radiallahu anhum into approximately 10 in a group. And each one is assigned 10 meters to dig. Now this seems to be like, 10 meters, like, what's 10 meters? 10 people, 10 meters, 1 meter. But remember the depth you have to go, together with the breadth that you have to be extending it, and only 10 people. In limited time, the armies are already marching. In very limited time. It was very cold. Normal, the hypocrites, يَتَسَلَّلُونَ مِنْكُمْ لِوَاذَا, always look for an opportunity to sneak and to escape. So this was another excuse for them. They say, ish, very cold. We don't have food. Lack of food, scarcity of food. So sahaba radiallahu anhum, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had encouraged them. And he all the time gave them bashara, glad tidings. Sahaba, bismillah, we can do it, etc. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to spur on the sahaba radiallahu anhum into quickly in expediting this process, let's do it quickly. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is digging. Umar radiallahu anhu is digging. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself got the tools. He himself is using the pixel, this whatever can be used to try and dig this trench. And Salman al-Farsi was the one who worked very hard. His brilliant idea, so he knew about it. And he is working tirelessly. Sahaba radiallahu anhu said, when we looked at him, we saw him working the strength of 10 people. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got a blanket of dust over him also, fully covered in dust. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also working. And everyone's is working very hard to quickly get this trench prepared and ready before the armies arrive and reach Madina Tayyiba. Ansar were so happy with this workmanship of Salman al-Farsi radiallahu anhu, that they said that Salman belongs to us. He was no an Ansari, no a Muhajir. He was from none of them. But they said, no, he belongs to us. I mean, you know, it's a pride and an honor to have him. Muhajirin said, no. He is not from Madina Tayyiba. He is part of us, the Muhajirun. And then this scuffle continued, exchange of words. Nabi Sam said, what's happening? He said, no, he's from Ansar. They said, no, he's from the Muhajir. Nabi Sam said, no, Salman Farsi, minna ahlal bayt. He's part of me, the family of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So he earned that accolade because of his workmanship in the Battle of Khandaq. So sahaba radiallahu anhum, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was singing couplets, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to encourage sahaba radiallahu anhum, Allahumma la aisha illa aishul akhira, faghfir lil ansara wal muhajira, faghfir lil ansar wal muhajirin, other narrations. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma la aish, oh may Allah, this is not life. Life, rest, that's akhirat.
Here we have to toil, we have to work very hard. La Aisha, this is not a life to live. This is the life to get tired. Life to rest, that's in Akhirah. Umayyallah, forgive the Ansar and the Muhajirun. Forgive all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. When they heard those words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making dua and istighfar for them, it just gave them that vigor to say, hey, Bismillah, we can do it. We earning the duas of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And some Sahaba radiallahu anhum said, how do we please Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He has stringed up some couplets to make us happy. How about we reciprocate with some couplets? So Sahaba radiallahu anhum says, نَحْنُ الَّذِينَ بَايَعُوا مُحَمَّدًا عَلَى الْجِهَادِ مَا بَقِينَ أَبَدًا. We are those group and that band that have pledged allegiance to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to fight jihad as long as we are alive. We're never gonna drop our, no hat in hand, no surrendering. If Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says anything, we're ready. We're ready at his command. The click of a finger and we are ready to do anything. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum also said something, and Nabi Sallam got happy. He says, MashaAllah. And there was, if you look into Gaza at the moment, then it's lack of ammunition, it's lack of men, and it is lack of food, and it's that blockade, and whatever else have you. But Nabi Sallam said other couplets. And that is lesson for every one of us. Now Nabi Sallam is giving Sahaba radiallahu anhum imani lesson on the battlefield. A lesson of iman is being taught in the battlefield. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then says, Allahumma lawla anta mahtadeena, wala tasaddaqna wala sallayna, fa anzilan sakinatan alayna, wa thabbitil aqdama in laqayna, innal ula qad baghaw alayna, in aradu fitnatan abayna. O may Allah, had it not been for you, we would have never ever been blessed with the guidance of iman. We never had hidayat. Ya Allah, you blessed us with hidayah. Had it not been tawfiq for Allah, we would not be sitting in the house of Allah. Had it not been tawfiq for Allah, we would not come for the Isha Salah in the masjid. Lawla anta mahtadeena, wala tasaddaqna wala sallayna. We wouldn't even be able to give sadaqah. We wouldn't have the courage to come to the masjid to perform salah. So the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching sahaba, we're not doing anything. Whatever is happening, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does. This is only a means that we are adopting to build the strength to dig it. Allah is under control. Whatever happens, Samia, Allah is in control. So we can have the ammunition, you can have everything. Allah does. And that's the lesson we need to continue keeping within ourselves. So if you look at the people of Gaza, what they endure, challenged, and what they are going through, Sahaba radiallahu anhum went through it. There was blockade, there was boycott, there was persecution, there was driving them out of their homes, stealing their goods, and, you know, it's so painful to see, you know, a man who's got a piece of land and that's the only thing he cultivates and he waits once a year for olives, and that also is destroyed. Now you feel, ya Allah, you know, had my mother been pushed like that, I wouldn't sit down. You know, I'll never sit down. And that's exactly what's being meted out. And Sahaba radiallahu anhum, this is that lesson. When they go through all this difficulty, another incident to come. So this is solace for us. That Sahaba radiallahu anhum went through it. Anyway, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they dug the trench. Everything is ready. The trench is ready. As they were digging the trench, then there was one rock that they came across. And that this rock was very difficult. Sahaba radiallahu anhum are trying, can't break this rock. In one narration, there is the famous one we know about. But in one narration it comes, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, bring a utensil of water. Utensil of water was brought. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes his saliva, puts it into the water, mixes it up into the water, pours it over the boulder and it turns to dust. Sahaba radiallahu anhum immediately spayed it out. And in one narration it comes that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself immediately puts up his sleeves and he says, bring it, let me go for it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is hitting this rock. On the first shot that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hit, there was a spark that shone into the horizon. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahu Akbar. Sahaba said, Allahu Akbar. But what happened was one third of that rock was reduced to smithereens and dust. And the Nabi Sam picked up the tool, whatever he had in his hand, and he hit it for the second time. Allahu Akbar. Sahaba said, Allahu Akbar. And then they look in, and then one third of the rock. And the third shot again, then there was a light in the horizon. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allahu Akbar. Sahaba also, Allahu Akbar. And at this time, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the first strike, that light that was shining in the horizon, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed me the treasures of Yemen. We're going to conquer Yemen. And the second light, we're going to conquer Sham, the old vent. And the third, Salman Farsi himself is there. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling him, we're going to conquer the palaces of Persia. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving him detailed descriptions of how those palaces look. Yet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hasn't been to those lands. Kufar are laughing. You see, he's finding it so difficult to protect himself. He's digging a trench. He's talking about the treasures of a people he hasn't even visited. What is he talking about? Sahaba had yaqeen. They said, if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it, it's going to happen. And exactly like that, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, after the demise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they used to console and comfort each other. Listen, if you conquer Yemen, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it, we are just eating the benefits of the efforts of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the lesson is that this bashara and glad tidings came in the face of difficulty. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faced difficulty, fear, and hunger, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed with a bashara. And that's exactly what's happening in Gaza. There's starvation and there is fear. There's extreme loss of life, a lot of spilling of blood, whatever that is happening. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, the glad tidings are coming, inshallah. We continue making dua, we become the close servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The day will come when inshallah the entire lands of Sham will be ruled only by Muslims. And there will be no border to cross to go from Palestine to Damascus and to whichever area you want to be visiting, inshallah wa tabaraka wa ta'ala. But the change starts from us. We can talk about the rest of the world, but we have to hit those rocks that we have in our own lives. We have certain things that are just boulders in our life, stopping us from reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to pick up the axe or the pixel and reduce that to dust. Overcome those boulders and reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq, grant ease to the people of Gaza, grant them victory, and grant us love for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakum.